Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where I interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. 4 questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hi, thanks, Bob. I'm David Hirschfeld, founder of Techies, a software company. We build software companies hyper fast.
Boom, right to the point. Love it. So number two, how do startups get funding for software?
Well, it's a really difficult, complicated process. They usually beg for money from seed investors. It depends on the phase of that software company. But a lot of software companies find it really difficult to raise the money that they need, which is why I created a system to help software vendors fund themselves.
Okay. So how do software companies go about doing that, though? Is it just hire you, or is there other tips that you can do?
So I have been saying for years, what software vendors want to do is go out to the market and pre-sell their software to potential target customers. If they can do that, that is the biggest validation they have that somebody will write them a check for what it is, the problem that they're trying to solve. If they can't get anybody to write that check, there's a problem with either the problem they're trying to solve or the way they're articulating that message, and they need to go back and rethink it. And that's what I've done is I've created a system that expands on that whole flow and process and makes it crystal clear exactly what to ask, how to ask it, and a way of generating revenue. And that's why it's called Launch First. You generate revenue first, and then you start building your software.
And I like that strategy because I always tell people that they start a business and they see all my friends say it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. I say your friends don't love you enough to tell you if it's a bad idea.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Some friends may give you an idea whether it's good or bad. Most are going to think it's fantastic. And most of the time, you're going to reach out to people that are struggling with the same problem that you're struggling with. So they're going to say, wow, that's cool. I would definitely use it. But when you actually push it out into the market, what you find is that the market doesn't really either understand what it is, or they just don't see this as a big enough problem to solve. Or there's not enough value for how you're trying to sell it. And then you fall flat. And I've seen so many software companies fail and very few succeed, all because they just believed in what they were doing instead of went out and asked the hard questions and did the hard validation first.
Yep. Actually, I did a test about this once where basically what I did was I told all my friends, I'm going to go sell DOS machines, you old school 80s DOS machines.
Right.
And I'm going to make money doing that. Out of the 30 people I talked to, only 4 told me it was a horrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
So right. There's an idea there. We both know that's a dumb idea to sell DOS machines right now.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Just
one more thing. And you don't know unless that it's really a good idea or not until somebody writes you the check and gives you the money.
Absolutely.
Just saying I'll do buy it when it comes out isn't enough.
Absolutely. Let's get to question number 3. What other founders, CEOs, and executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
Okay. Yeah, I've got a few. So first, I want to give a shout out to Krista Atwood. She's the CEO of Club 10M Plus. They're a company that helps make investors' money matter in terms of connecting them with the people they invest with. Also I want to thank her for believing in Launch First. David Kogan, he's the founder of Alliances Business Network, the best business network on the planet. And the last person is Greg Head for his commitment for helping software startups succeed.
Perfect. I'll look all 3 of them up there. Number 4, final fun question, David. Tell me about your most epic sale.
My most epic sale. I thought about this a bit, and there's one that really comes to mind. When 10 years ago, or actually 11 years ago, my most successful customer, when they told me about their idea, I tried to talk him out of doing it because I thought it would be too expensive and too small a market. And so I told him, I said, are you sure you want to do this? I'm not sure you'll recoup your investment because it was a sophisticated app. And he said, yes, I absolutely do. I want to do this. And if you don't want to do it, I'll find somebody else who will do it. And I said, no, I'll do it. And he went ahead with me, even though I tried to talk him out of it. It turned out to be my most successful customer. He actually, every play on Broadway for the last 6 years has been published with his app. The Emmy Awards, the Tony Awards, the Olympic opening games. He even did a TED Talk. telling people about don't let people squash your dreams. And he shared that original story when he first met me. He didn't mention my name or my company's name. So we laugh about it today.
No, that's a good story there. You'll still get, sometimes we're all wrong, you know, when it comes to saying the things about ideas. So I like how you did both ends of it there. So
yeah, David, and ask me, go ahead and ask me if your idea, if I think your idea is going to be a winner or not.
Yeah. Well, for that part there. So anyway, you've got 2 minutes and 53 seconds left. You can do some promo time. Okay. You can basically talk about the weather, whatever you want. Ask me a question in early, whatever you want, go for it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit more about launch first and the whole concept. So the idea is that we work with a vendor and do all the hard work first. The hard work is always the hard work, whether you do it before you start to build your product or whether you launch your product and find out people aren't buying it. And then it's hard work because it's way harder to do it there and way more costly and really difficult to pivot because you've already got a software that's developed and you've got a burn rate with developers. If you do that hard work up front, it's way easier to do, and it will narrow you into the specific problems you're trying to solve, the specific niche that wants to buy it, and a way of validating all that. And then we build a prototype, we build the marketing stack, we go out to the market, and we test it. And if people are buying it, and they buy it in enough numbers, we actually get past this thing called the viability barrier, where we now know you have a business, and you have a way of scaling it up and projecting success. And then you're running your business, and then you start building your product. If there's any time left, I would like to ask you how you got into podcasting.
Okay. And there is time left. So what happened is I told my coach, I've always wanted to do a podcast 3 years ago. She said, great. Your first episode is scheduled in 48 hours. Mm-hmm. And so I'm freaking out, figuring out what the system is and everything. Realized I want to do a LinkedIn first strategy. So realized I got that 10-minute buffer. So I'm like, okay, so it's probably got to be 8 minutes because I want a minute buffer on each end. Wait, 808 looks like Bob. Done. Mm-hmm. There we go. And so that's been basically the whole concept there. I've been doing it over 3 years, probably done about 1,500 to 1,600 episodes. You lose count after about 1,300.
I'd lose count after about 30.
Yeah. So it's been a wonderful tool for me. Actually, my day job, for lack of a better word, came up because of a podcast episode. Mm-hmm. So that's that awesome. Part there. Yep.
That's
so
awesome.
You got 45 seconds left. Anything else you want to add, or we're ending early?
Well, if I wanted to start a podcast sometime later this year, can I come to you and ask for a little bit of guidance?
Sure. I'll give you some guidance on it there. I don't do much coaching in it anymore. I mean, I used to, but it's something I would totally work with on that part there. So you pulled it off. Four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. David, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
Gold star for David. Say your website real quick.
Techies.com, spelled T-E-K-Y-Z.
It's in the description. It's magic. David, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bob.
You're welcome. For everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.